This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin here in the United States, where Trump administration officials and top Democratic congressional leaders are to meet today on another COVID-19 economic relief bill. And the White House appears closer to accepting Democratic demands that jobless Americans keep getting supplemental unemployment benefits of $600 a week, which are expiring. Since so many Senate Republicans are opposed to the extension, it will have to pass on the strength of Democratic support. It is the beginning of August, and it is painful to look back. Coronavirus deaths in the U.S. soared by over 25,000 in July, as cases doubled in 19 states during the month. The figures come from Reuters and further erode hopes of quickly reopening the American economy. The country recorded nearly 1.9 million new cases in July, pushing the total infection number to about 4.6 million at a cost of more than 153,000 lives lost. Some outdoor virus testing sites in Florida are shutting down in hurricanes. Meanwhile, the state's daily death numbers are setting grim records. Nearly 7,000 people in Florida have died in the pandemic. Case count in the state, more than 470,000. Worldwide, Johns Hopkins University puts the COVID case number at 17.6 million, with fatalities approaching 680,000. Mexico now has the third largest death toll, 46,000, trailing only the United States and Brazil. Mexican health officials yesterday said the country had recorded close to 700 new fatalities. Vietnam suffered its first COVID-19 death this week. Now a third victim has died in the city of Da Nang, which has become a hotspot, reporting more than 100 infections, including a dozen new cases today. COVID is again spreading in Hong Kong. The semi-autonomous Chinese territory says it found 100 new corona cases today. City authorities have reimposed dining restrictions and face mask requirements. More news online at voanews.com. This is VOA News.